You know, it's a total package on Brexit resilience of nearly 80 million euros, 78 million. But for inside the farm gate, there is 20 million for this beef environmental efficiency measure. This will be a requirement for participants to weigh at weaning stage both the weanling and the suckler cow and submit that data to the ICBF, and we'll roll out the how and when in due course after engaging kind of further on the detail of it with stakeholders. So that'll happen in 2019. There's 20 million for ANC improvements, and there is a further acknowledgement of the difficulties and potential in the horticultural sector with an increase in the budget there also. On top of that, then, we have obviously additional funding for state agencies. Board B is getting an additional 5 million, and I think that's right and proper in the context of the work they do in terms of market diversification, etc. There's more funding for small and medium-sized food businesses to innovate and grant aid for them to assist in that innovation in the context of Brexit. There's funding for the artisan food sector. There's funding for extending the lean efficiency program to the food industry. There is funding for the recruitment of staff associated with Brexit when the UK becomes a third country and we'll have to carry out SPS checks at our east-west border with the UK. ICT systems, there's 7 million there between staff and ICT for that reality. There's additional funding, for example, not far from you there, in the budget for investment in Killybegs in 2019 in terms of further improvements in harbour facilities in Killybegs, Smoot Point extension. So there's a lot in the government's department that's, you know, geared to improving infrastructure, helping farmers, meeting our climate change obligations, etc.